All right, which one of you can tell a zucchini seed from a cucumber seed? How about an apple seed from a pear seed? Only after that seed is placed in fertile soil, given sunlight, water, will it germinate. And only then do we know what kind of plant it will become. But if that seed isn't planted, if it's not watered, given sunlight, it won't grow. It either stays dormant if you're lucky, or if the conditions are unfavorable enough, it dies. Without these things, it will never be what it was intended to be. Sometimes what we thought was a lemon seed does indeed become a beautiful lemon tree. What was obviously an acorn brings forth a mighty oak. Sometimes things don't develop in ways that we might have anticipated. But does that make them any less God's creation? If God gave that seed the body that God has chosen, then how can it not live into what God intended? And one of the greatest joys of my other vocation, and some of you know that I'm also a doctor, is in walking my trans patients, walking with them through these transitions. And when I first meet them, many of them are like these dormant seeds. They're starved of light and soil and water. Many of them carry scars from past traumas, whether from healthcare professionals or from people in their lives who've taunted and harassed and rejected them. Over the months and years that follow, the changes I see are stunning. The seed that was sown with such sorrow and dishonor and weakness is raised in power, with newfound confidence and surety of self. They literally blossom as their physical bodies change to reflect the person shining forth from within. The seeds that God has planted deep within each one of us are known only to God. Can we humans tell what those seeds will become any more than we can tell an orange seed from a lemon seed? How do these seeds germinate? What causes them to grow? What is our light, our soil, and our water? And for those of us here who follow Jesus, the obvious answers are, of course, the light of Christ, the deep, loamy soil of the Word of God, and a good drenching of love to make it all come together. But since we're only human beings, we don't always know what that's going to look like. For those of us who have children, I'm sure you've imagined great things for them. Fulfilling lives, good health, loving relationships, happiness, success. But what of those seeds that grow in ways that we never anticipated? What if they're gay? What if they're trans? Or non-binary, or asexual, or unemployed? Whether they're our children, our friends, or complete strangers, how are we called to respond to them? Each and every one of these are God's beloved seeds. Our vision, our experience, and our expectations are impeded by what society tells us is appropriate, what society says isn't acceptable, what is and isn't good or right or normal. In our limitations, then, who are we to say what God, who sees in ways we cannot, who loves in ways and depths to which we can hardly imagine, who are we to say what God can and cannot do with God's seeds? So then our role is to say yes to God's vision. God does amazing things when we say yes. Just look at Joseph. Whether in our own lives or in support of someone else's journey, It's our job to love, to show compassion and mercy. It's our job not only to bask ourselves in the light of Christ, to root ourselves in that deep, loamy soil of the Word of God, to saturate ourselves in God's infinite love. We must also pass on that abundance, that verdant environment to others, that they too might take root and flourish. So what does this yes look like? Jesus was pretty clear. Love God. Love your neighbor. Hardest lesson of all, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Do not answer violence with violence. Be merciful. Don't judge. Don't condemn. Forgive and give as you would receive. That is that deep, loamy, rich soil. That is the life-giving light. And that is the ever-flowing love. These are promises we make and remake in our baptism and our baptismal covenant, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to love your neighbor as yourself, to strive for justice, peace, to respect the dignity of every human being. We all know these words. There's nothing magical. There's nothing out of reach or beyond our capability, especially as we say in accepting these promises, with God's help. Are we going to slip up? Most certainly. We'll say things that are hurtful. We'll put our own needs above someone else's. We'll turn our back on the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the sick. There will be times when we fail to stand up, times when we fail to speak out. When this happens, it's easy to get bogged down by our own failures. It's easy to want to give up or to blame others, to take our anger out on them. And there's a poem by Runette Nia Igbo that has kept coming back to me as I prepared for this sermon. It highlights some of the ways in which we've learned to see ourselves and compares it to how God sees us. Lord, Lord, why did you make me black? Why did you make me someone the world wants to hold back? Black is the color of dirty clothes, the color of grimy hands and feet. Black is the color of darkness, the color of tire-beaten streets. Why did you give me thick lips, a broad nose, and kinky hair? Why did you make me someone who receives the hatred stare? Black is the color of a bruised eye when someone gets hurt. Black is the color of darkness. Black is the color of dirt. How come my bone structure is so thick? My hips and cheeks are high. How come my eyes are brown and not the color of daylight sky? Why do people think I'm useless? How come I feel so used? Why do some people see my skin and think I should be abused? Lord, I just don't understand. What is it about my skin? Why do some people want to hate me and not know the person within? Black is what people are listed when others want to keep them away. Black is the color of shadows cast. Black is the end of the day. Lord, you know my own people mistreat me. And I know this just isn't right. They don't like my hair or the way I look. They say I'm dark or too light. Lord, don't you think it's time for you to make a change? Why don't you redo creation and make everyone the same? And God answered, why did I make you black? Why did I make you black? Get off your knees, look around. Tell me, what do you see? I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. I made you the color of coal, from which beautiful diamonds are formed. I made you the color of oil, the black gold that keeps people warm. I made you from the rich, dark earth that can grow the food you need. Your color's the same as the panther's, known for beauty and speed. Your color's the same as the black stallion. A majestic animal is he. I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. All the colors of the heavenly rainbow can be found throughout every nation. And when all those colors were blended well, you became my greatest creation. Your hair is the texture of lamb's wool. Such a humble little creature is he. I am the shepherd who watches them. I am the one who will watch over thee. You are the color of midnight sky. I put the stars glitter in your eyes. There's a smile hidden behind your pain. That's the reason your cheeks are high. You are the color of dark clouds formed when I send my strongest weather. I made your lips full so when you kiss, the one that you love will remember. Your stature is strong, your bone structure thick to withstand the burdens of time. That reflection you see in the mirror, the image that looks back is mine. I wonder what such a poem would be like from a person who is trans. With God's help, say yes. Say yes to seeing ourselves and all of God's creation in its vast beauty and diversity, as God sees us, each one unique, each one created in the image of God, a beautiful and perfect likeness of the holy. And may God strengthen us to love one another as we have been loved, to ground ourselves as a body, basking in the light of Christ, rooting in the deep, loamy soil of the Word of God, with a good drenching of love to make it all come together. Amen. Amen.